Can you, there's a bunch of things here. Can you say more about trusting the seeds of meditation practice after Alzheimer's dementia kicks in? Second, what do you mean with going beyond liberation or consciousness? What do you mean with, quote-unquote, many deeper layers are affected by the practice and the fruits of it will express naturally? Is this getting too esoteric? No, so it's like when we've done the practice, the transformation of the mind, the heart, is like something like Alzheimer's, dementia, definitely affects the cognitive functioning, executive functions. But the kind of inner well-being may not be, doesn't have to be affected. Of course, a great example is Ajahn Chah himself. He had a degenerative brain disease that left him without a faculty motor capacity, speech, but he was a delight to be around. And remember one time in the early years of him being ill, there was a monk who was he's well known for his psychic abilities and ability to track other people's mind, mental states. And he'd heard that Ajahn Chah was ill, and so he came to visit. And and he dropped into meditation, sort of investigated what, say, the state of Ajahn Chah's mind, and then after he came and talked to us how did he put it? He said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about Ajahn Chah." He says, "You should keep worrying about yourselves." And he said, his mind is just so bright. But it was interesting. One of the things he also said is that, you know, his inclination is that he likes to contemplate dependent arising, dependent origination. And so it'd be really helpful for you to, or for him, if you chanted that for him from time to time. And so it was in the early years when I became the abbot of Wat Nana Chant. So after that, then I started taking our community over to Wat Bapong, to Ajahn Chah's monastery, and we'd do chanting for him, which would include dependent origination. And you know, he probably benefited, But I think we certainly benefit that opportunity to do that for him. So that, you know, it was a sort of every week we'd pile people into various vehicles and go over and chant and meditate with outside of Ajahn Chah's nursing kuti, as his dwelling that day. We're looking after Ajahn Chah. what do you mean by with going beyond liberation or consciousness? I don't know that I said going beyond liberation. Certainly one has to go beyond consciousness in the sense that one is just seeing the limitation and stepping out beyond the... because I think it was probably in reference to the phrase that Ajahn Chah used, beyond, say, outside of birth, beyond death, outside of cause, beyond effect, outside of... So that realizing, yeah, you, the things that we set up as concepts, whether it's concerning... ourselves, the world around us, the Buddhist teachings, ideas of the mind, all of those are concepts, and we have to step beyond them. And we have to realize the limitation that we set by that. So that comes back to relinquishment. Just that, it's something else to put down in the sense of, because we tend to carry them as burdens. And that, but of course when I say as we do that, the more willing we are to relinquish, the more willing we are to become awake and present with our experience, then the different aspects of ourselves starts to simplify, become clearer, kind of the fruits of the practice will start appearing quite naturally. You don't have to force that or try to gain some kind of realization, like it's written in the books, and try to line yourself up with the stages in the Visuddhimagga. Because it's all sort of, it gets all formulaic and it becomes conceptual. These are the fruits of practice arise through that, just this simple quality of being the one who knows, and this quality, and being, taking the Buddha as refuge, being the one who knows, being one who is awakened, being one who is radiant, allowing those qualities to establish themselves within the heart, and that it's that which is our our guide or our inspiration as we, even as we struggle with the precepts or we struggle with our meditation object, but as we keep returning to that, things keep falling away. The practice becomes more clear.